For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A few dozen white nationalists left Lafayette Park in the nation's capital. Escorted by a caravan of police to a park outside the White House, the group faced thousands of counter-demonstrators. Organizer Jason Kessler.
We're going to be unapologetic that we're standing up for American history. We're standing up for Thomas Jefferson. We're standing up for Robert E. Lee. These monuments need to stop coming down.
Police have kept protest groups from confronting each other, sparking violence as counter-demonstrators say they're taking a stand against hate. The demonstrations mark a year since a woman was killed protesting the same group of white nationalists in Charlottesville, Virginia. Meanwhile, the mother of Heather Heyer, the girl who was killed a year ago, spoke to supporters in downtown Charlottesville. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.